Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for New Rhythms, written and read by Ashley Moore. For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. Isaiah 43:19. Every year, I pray and choose a word that will set the tone of the new year. Some words I've chosen are words such as kind, patient, and this past year, I chose the word proclaim. It is such a joy to see how God uses words and this simple yearly rhythm to grow me and direct my steps. This rhythm has become a practice to keep following Christ and becoming more like Him at the forefront of my mind all year long. I love the new year because it brings about an opportunity to pick a new word and experience Christ leading in a new and fresh way. Do you choose a word at the beginning of a new year? If not, can I challenge you to pray and consider doing so? The prophet Isaiah's proclamations illuminated the works of God among the Israelites. They hadn't experienced God in this way before. This was new territory. These were people accustomed to the priesthood and the Levitical law. There was a clear, right, and proper order to worship God, receive forgiveness of sins, and live as His people. The new thing Isaiah spoke of? He was going to provide a perfect and final sacrifice for His people's sins. When it seemed as if there was no fix for Israel's proclivity to wander away from God and no end to His anger and wrath, God used Isaiah to tell them God was making a way. And it would be something so wonderful. It would be like a flowing river where there used to only be a desert wasteland. Isaiah 43:19. Our God is a wonderful God who goes to great lengths to woo and awe His people into giving Him praise. Think about the wings of a butterfly or the ability of your favorite musical artist's pitch to give you goosebumps. Or what about the intricacies and nuances of snowflakes under a microscope? No two containing the same pattern. God loves to do new things, and maybe this year He's prompting you to consider some new rhythms. Maybe you feel the need to create a new schedule, take a new job, or make some new friends. Maybe you need to make some new memories or read new books so you can create new, healthier habits. Perhaps it is time to read a new part of the Bible you've never read or study a new translation. Maybe, like me, you need a new word to live your life next year through a new perspective. Whatever the case, let's praise God for the ways He surprises us by accomplishing His purposes in new ways we wouldn't have previously considered. And And in an effort to follow our Good Shepherd and reflect his image to the world, let's also consider and pray about new rhythms for a new year. Maybe your word for 2023 can be new. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you that you are El Osa Fela, the God who works wonders, Psalm 77:14. We can't possibly box you in with our limited understanding. Thank you for a new year and the opportunity to allow you to do a new thing in our life. I pray, Lord, that you would show us new rhythms for living. Show us creative ways you want to use us as witnesses for your glory. Would you forgive us when we become rigid and stuck in our ways? Forgive us when we refuse to see how you do things beyond our imaginations and understanding, Ephesians 3:20. Lord, your son's life bears witness to this phenomenon. Help us see, Lord. Give us an insatiable desire to learn more about who you are and how you want us to live from your word in this new year. Would you bring each of us a special word or phrase that we can focus on this year that will help us to become more like you? Thank you that you are a creative and awesome God. Lord, do a new thing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey, Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take. But I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.